Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
For Seattle, the 12s, that's what they call their fans. They're going to be excited to see a lot of 12 personnel. What is that? That's the two tight ends. And it's a mismatch on paper when you look at it. The tight ends having a lot of success against the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm going to go with a guy for the Seahawks in A.J. Barner at 25-1. Like Jawan Johnson, like Jatavion Sanders, A.J. Barner's going to have some success and will be your first TD scorer tonight.
From the 16, with protection, man, open for it. Touchdown, A.J. Barner, the tight end.
And I'll see you on the island.
Love it. Great job there by Bill, by Addy, by Jake, by Tyler, by the whole crew, and great job by Femi. Femi hitting the first island, the Femi's Island first touchdown score.
Hey.
Did you have this moment where, so I had like Eric Sauber touchdown, who's another like white Seahawks tight end. I didn't know it was Barner at first. Also, like, hand up here, I also thought it might have been Elijah Arroyo at first. And Arroyo's, like, all tatted up, so it wasn't him. Did you know it was Barner? Did you have a moment where you're like that could have been any of the Seahawks tight ends?
So, I knew it was Barner, because Barner always has, like, the sleeve on his arm. Like, the shooting sleeve that, like, players now wear for some reason, but just for, like, a style purpose. So, like, I knew it was him. I was just praying that he would catch the ball. I was telling the guys in the 3 o'clock hour, I was like, it felt like the ball was in the air for 5 minutes.
Well, that's good because you had him first touchdown. Because, like, I guarantee you that no one else felt that way. No one else.
Nobody else felt that way.
Yeah.
But I felt that way. And I guess whoever else bet him felt that way, perhaps, maybe. But, like, I'm watching. I'm like, please catch the football. He catches it. We're celebrating.
Great throw, too. 25-1.
It was a really nice throw. Really nice throw by Sam Darnold. Just put it right there in the breadbasket, and A.J. Barner. We met him on the island, baby, and now we're on the board. Let's see if we can get hot. We got Monday night. We got two games Monday night. Hopefully we can knock one of them out there. But yeah, it's good to be on the board with the island because it was looking a little bit grim early on to start the season. But hey, it's why we go long shot hunting, because you only got to hit a few of these bad boys to make some money.
Absolutely. So great job with the A.J. Barner first touchdown score. A couple items of business before we get to Survivor. Like, I don't fault Jake for playing the Austin soundbite, or the so-called Steve Austin theme song. Do we feel like this has reached its expiration date? Like, we're overdoing it with Austin? I think
I love that song. You think? I love it.
But we do it every break for every highlight now. I think we need to use it for only for, like, really special circumstances.
So, I understand, because, like, you don't want, like, the marginal benefit, like, the whole, like, hey, if we do it all the time, it's not going to hit the same, but, like, it enhances all of them. Even if it's like that, the enhancement is only minuscule, it enhances.
I think it's too much. I do think it's too much. I think we're at the stage where we can't play it like four times a show every show. It's going to lose its flair. It really is.
Play for a baseball highlight heading into 540.
We could do that. No, but I think we need to use it for. We need to use it strategically.
So,
like,
so once a show, once an hour.
I don't know.
Or just. For special stuff.
I would say for specials, like, the idea of playing it with baseball highlights is funny. So I think either be for, like, the biggest highlights, or when, like, it's a low energy highlight, because the juxtaposition will be funny of Austin's theme song against, like, a low energy highlight. So I think it should either be used to amplify, like, the best stuff, or to make people laugh at stuff that's not good. I think that would be my thought.
Okay. All right, I can get down with that. So, like, here's, like, oh, and Sabalenka wins the U.S. Open, and it's
And the juxtaposition there is funny. Okay. Other note, and let's because we could probably do a whole segment on this, and I want to bring Tyler on to do Survivor because we have a lot to do. What do you think about my Sam Darnold take? That I think Darnold is like legitimately good. He's better than Kyler, and I trust him more than a lot of other quarterbacks in the conference.
I disagree. I don't think he's legitimately good. I think Sam Darnold's just kind of like an average quarterback. Had a good game, but so far this season has played defenses that are not good. He's played the Pittsburgh Steelers, who made Justin Fields look really good in week one. And the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to get lit on fire last week, if not for the Patriots throwing up all over themselves. He played the New Orleans Saints, who I don't know who they're tanking for, but they're tanking for somebody. And then last night he played the Cardinals, who were banged up in the secondary, as you outlined earlier this hour. I think Darnold, you can function with, and clearly you can make the playoffs. He did it last year. And like we were on that gravy train with the Minnesota Vikings, which was great. But once you get to the postseason, like, I'll steal your line. Did you ever bet on him?
No, and I want to agree with you there, because I didn't say that I think they're going to have postseason success, just that I think that he's good enough now that when you marry that with the Seahawks defense being what it is, it's forced me at least to kind of recalibrate my views on the 2025 Seahawks, that I think their ceiling's higher than I thought it was previously, is what I'm saying.
That, I think, is fair. It's just hard for me from like a betting standpoint then to be like, okay, now what do I want to do? Because like I thought they were going to be last place in the division. So I no longer think that. I'd be an idiot to say that out loud now. Now I think, okay, they're going to be a frisky, like, wild card team who's like a 7 seed. And if those of you who before the game last night bet Seahawks to make the playoffs, that's a good bet because that plus money is now a minus price. But I think that's where it ends. Because like now I'm like, okay, like I think they're better. What am I to do now? Well, they're favored to make the playoffs. So I don't want to do anything because I don't think they're going to ever win playoff games multiple at that. Like this team, the ceiling to me feels very, very low, even though the floor is high because of that defense and what they've been able to do. And Darnold at least is now not going to screw things up. He's going to be able to function.
So let me ask you, what do you think the floor is?
I think the floor for this team is like 8-9, but I think the ceiling is 10-7. I think that's what it is.
And will the Seahawks make the playoffs?
Yes. And they'll lose in the first round.
That's where we agree. So like, we're saying the same thing, basically.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of saying the same thing. I disagree with. I don't think he's better than Kyler. I don't think he's better than Geno. Like, I think those guys
really.
Are I do. Yes. If you told me in a playoff game, which of these three quarterbacks would you rather have? I'm taking both of them over Sam Darnold without even blinking, like no hesitation.
I think I'd take.
I would not. No.
I'm not a Sam Darnold guy.
They're not Mr. January either. Yeah.
I'm not a Sam Darnold. Tyler's, I've never been a Sam Darnold guy. So I'm not. This is not just, me like past posting verbally, like to defend takes I've had previously.
Past post verbally. I love it.
Being honest.
I can't get out of my mind. And maybe this is where I'm holding it. I'm being unfair. He had the ideal situation last year and he pooped the bed in the playoffs. Like that. It doesn't get better.
Yeah,
than he
wasn't.
That.
Yeah,
Jefferson,
I agree.
Addison, Hawkinson, good offensive line,
but I'm not arguing. But I'm not arguing that he's going to like light it up in January. Just that, like,
but
I think he's better than these guys right now.
I don't think Kyler or Geno would have done that last year.
Oh my God,
that's
you
where
know
I
why?
Disagree.
Do you know why they? You know why? Because they wouldn't have been in that position.
I mean, they've been to the playoffs just as many times he has.
How'd Kyler do in his one playoff start?
Yeah, and Sam Darnold doing his. Like, this is what we're talking about.
I'm not saying that Darnold's a great playoff quarterback. I'm not arguing that. I think those guys are better.
See, okay. I mean, 6-1, half a dozen another. It's probably what we're talking about here, but I think that those guys are better.
All right, fair enough. Well, we can agree to disagree. You bet on this Friday. Tyler Morales join us. Guys, I would like to bring the Houston Texans back into consideration for Survivor. I don't know if we'll ever get another chance to take Houston that's as good as this one. J.C. Latham is out. I got to tell you, today's the first day that the Invisalign's pissing me off in my mouth.
Nobody notices until you bring it up. Like, I totally
feel like I'm slurring my words like I had Novocaine shot into my mouth. Like, I'm a high on the cane right now, and I'm not. Anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if we're going to have a better opportunity to take the Texans. J.C. Latham's out again. What do we think about Houston?
So I agree that we're probably not going to have another better opportunity, but like we only need 20 teams to get this bad boy done. And I guess my hang up with Tennessee, and I want to get Tyler's thoughts as well. Could it be different with Bo Hardigree now calling the plays as opposed to Brian Callahan? Like that is a fundamental difference in this Titans offense. Now, it could still be terrible just in a different way, but they are changing things up with a rookie quarterback who seems to be getting better each and every week. That's my pushback on going with Houston. Like Cam Ward, for some reason, just still scares me with his improv ability and his talent.
I mean, if Derek Stingley wasn't playing, I'd be worried. But I'm to be honest, like I'd rather kick off the Patriots 100 times out of 100 than the Houston Texans. Ooh. I'd rather take Houston than New England.
Nick, you feel the same way?
I feel the same way. I guess, okay. Which of Houston, Denver, New England? Sounds like a title, like a bad Drake song. Which of the teams losing would surprise you the least? Be honest.
Surprise me the least.
I think New England, just because they're the worst team of the three.
It's got to be New England.
It's New England, right?
Yeah, it's got to be New England. Yeah.
So then do we need to axe New England?
I mean, the thing that you said about there's no better time to use Houston, I feel like that applies to New England. Now we're taking a chance and rolling the dice with a team that we all feel like is the most likely to lose, and the betting market agrees with that opinion as well. I just love them in this spot. And I guess it's a little bit of gambling here, but the spot screams that New England's going to win this game. Like, right, that's Tyler, where I'm coming from. It's Carolina off of a massive win, which we all believe was fraudulent.
Tyler, who do you want to make the final call here?
Do we have to say Femi, right? He's kind of gotten this year at this point.
Femi,
are you guys out on Denver?
What do you want to do?
Denver's my choice.
Because we have not brought up Denver. Tyler, you like Denver. Nick, you're shaking for Bo Nix.
I am.
Nick's rattled you a little bit. And that's totally fair. Like your survivor injury being on Bo Nix doesn't sound like a fun experience. But like Drake May, now like he got a bunch of skins on the wall. So like this could get real dicey as well with him. I just think that he's going up against this Panthers team, which I think is actually like one of the worst teams in the league, and just Atlanta just kind of messed up last week.
So who do you want to take?
I want to go down with New England. Let's roll the dice.
Why would you say you want to go down with? Why would that be like the way you say it? Like you want to lose?
Well, I guess, not that I want to lose, but I'm like, go down like in the trenches. Let's get in the trenches and like let's fight. Let's go to war. I'm going with the New England Patriots.
With the Patriots.
Come on, Vrabes.
Or we just take Denver and the statue of a quarter against the statue of a quarterback, Jake Browning, that offensive line.
See,
and we have Nick Benito and that Broncos defensive line. Probably the biggest mismatch of the week.
Nick's scared of Chasen Higgins. He's scared of Chasen Higgins.
The tribunal needs to reconvene at 5:40.
6 o'clock is our deadline, I feel like. We have to come to a conclusion.
Yes. Oh, God, this is tough this week. All right. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the hour getting college football bets for the weekend with our friend Colin Wilson from the Action Network and Big Bets on Campus here on this Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.